Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.
Welcome to Series 3 of the Tim Hill Podcast. In the last two series, I've told you about my life. I've met many interesting people along the way who have become my friends. And what they all have in common is they all have fascinating stories of their own, which they are happy to share with you now. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to this episode of the Tim Hill Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be interviewing Lawrence. Lawrence lives in Perth in Australia. So Lawrence, if you can tell me when and where you were born, and if you can describe what it was like where you grew up, the type of schools that you went to, and the education that you received. Over to you, Lawrence.
Hey, thank you so much, Tim, for having me on your podcast. I grew up in Australia, but obviously I came to Australia when I was 11. I'll say, yeah, I grew up here. So I stayed most of my time in Uganda. That's where I went. I started going there to primary school, where obviously I am a very passionate guy about football. So I used to play football on the streets. So it used to be my kind of go-to, playing on the streets, running around the ball all the time. It was quite difficult. Until obviously coming from Uganda to Australia and finding a bit of ease with that, because then you get to play on the grass a little bit, so it was a bit different. So I'm actually a footballer, so I do play football professionally, and then I also run a football academy, and right now it's basically relating around my childhood.
Okay, great. So you came originally from Uganda, you say, or?
Yeah, so I came from Uganda.
Yeah.
And moved here when I was 11. Moved to Australia when I was 11.
Okay. And you've always been in Perth, or have you been elsewhere in Australia?
So I've traveled around Australia playing soccer, playing football. And then I also traveled to Asia. I lived in Cambodia, lived in Malaysia, playing football. So, and then back now to Perth, Western Australia.
So is that as a professional footballer?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so how's life in Australia at the moment? I guess it's summertime there, is it?
Yeah, it's sort of summertime, and then we're getting a little bit of wind here. It's okay. You know, summertime in Australia is very beautiful. I live in Perth, Western Australia. So it's quite nice to go out. You know, you got nice weather and you can go to the beach. You can be on a boat. You can do so many good things out here. So summertime in Perth, Western Australia is really nice to be around. We've been lucky enough to not have so long time with quarantine. So we did have a lockdown the other day, last week, where, you know, it was very fast, but it only lasted for a week, and then we were back again. So everyone is back out again. So it's exciting.
Well, we've been in lockdown since before Christmas now. So it's pretty bad for us here. We're still in lockdown at the moment, and we were hoping next week the Prime Minister is going to hopefully announce a roadmap to unlocking this and being able to get back to some sort of normality.
Yeah. Lucky for us is different.
Yeah.
I can imagine the rest of the countries and cities, it's a bit difficult. Even in Australia, Melbourne is back on lockdown. And, they're actually back out again. So,
all right.
So it's up and down.
they're in and out of lockdown all the time, is it?
Yeah. So lock them in and then let them out again.
Okay, so on your professional side, then, do you play for Perth? Is it? Do they have a professional league like they do in England?
Yeah, so there's a professional league in Perth, you know, not just in Perth. So you have the A League, which is the national league, which plays in different states. And then you have the state league, which only plays in one of the states. So I play in the state league at the moment, but I just cop an injury. So I'm out for a year, not playing football. That's another roadmaps. That's a blockages, but it's okay. So yeah, I play for a club. I was playing for a club in Melbourne called Moreland Zebras. With this injury, obviously, I cannot travel. I cannot go nowhere. So I have to stay here in Perth.
Okay. You said that you run an academy.
Yeah. So I run a football academy called Football Method International. So I don't know if Tim will include some links about specific things I do. And the academy is all based for kids to find like a platform where they can find themselves. They can, you know, it's a platform where they come to be accepted and to be mentored and to be guided to then a professional club or a professional environment, or even just to be good people in general, because it's something that I really struggled with growing up to find myself and find right mentors, because I didn't know where to go and what directions to take. So this platform of Football Method is now guiding a lot of young players to get mentored by me personally and also find other mentors who want to guide players to reach their highest potential. Like, you know, we always look for opportunities to go outside of Australia to play professional football. So we find like agents that want to collaborate with our academy, and also clubs that, you know, that wants to give opportunity to a young player who's thriving to become successful. So this academy is all like a platform for that. And with also the things I'm doing with like motivational speaking and stuff like that. So I do have, you know, the side of that, which then feeds off the academy, because then they have a mentor who not just only play football, but who also can help them mentally with mindset, growth, personal development. So it's something that we're looking to really build up.
Oh, okay. So is this sort of taken on kind of full time, or is this after schools, or how does it run?
So I run it during school. We work on one-on-one basis. So we work with players that are already playing in a professional environment. We work with players that are upcoming, grassroots. They never played football before or just starting. We start from the age of 3 all the way up to 13. And then we start from 14 all the way to 21. So we have different groups that we work with. So we do it during school, after school, and during school holidays as well.
Okay. How many of you are you doing it?
Technically, I'm the founder for the academy. So I have another few people that I've got under that's working with the academy.
Oh, okay. So what's the organisation then? How many people all together, and sort of how many youngsters have you got going through it?
We've got about 60. We have about 60 players. So we have different groups. So we work with individual players. So we work online with players as well. So they're all involved. So these players are like, you know, they're struggling with coping with the professional environment as a footballer. So and then we reach out to them and we'll find a way how we can be able to help them out mentally. So there's, becoming a professional athlete is not just kicking the ball and running. You know, you do face a lot of obstacles along the way as an athlete. So, you know, you find it difficult to cope sometimes with pressure when things don't go your way. You know, you seem to lose a bit of your talent to that, because that's why we guide them all the time by speaking to them, by finding where they're struggling mentally, so and then we can advise them to succeed. So we did have even, you know, we have players that are, you know, they're struggling to find positions in the team, and they're not scoring goals, for example, or and this can go mentally you know, it can affect them mentally. So they reach out to us and see how we can help them to stay at that top standard and keep performing.
Okay. So what sort of methods do you use for that? Do you have a particular method or do you use a range of methods for individuals?
Yeah, everyone is different. Everyone in every situation comes on different. So by us speaking to them and getting the right information, we will be able to guide them and help them out. So I'm a qualified NLP practitioner and time therapy practitioner. So like I can sort of help in this field with these certifications, and also with my background as an athlete. So you know, all this contributes to the growth of the academy.
Do you look after their nutrition side of it as well? So you looking at a complete package for these youngsters?
Yeah, we don't really. Obviously, we give the best advice, and we try to lead by example of specific things you need to eat as an athlete. But we don't really full on control the young players with everything, because obviously they if you can afford to obviously have the right nutrition, it's good for you. You need to take care of your body in order for you to perform. But we don't really enforce it as it's a must that we have to do, because not every young athlete that we work with can be able to afford to work on their diet as a professional athlete from the start. Mm. You know, so we allow them to make those decisions, but we do give an advice out there to the parents to go and make sure the kids are getting looked after with their nutrition and stuff like that. But if somebody was to reach out to us and say, look, I'm struggling with my diet and this, and I need to get something advice from you guys, and then we find someone that's going to help them out.
How did you go about funding this enterprise to start with?
We just find like support in and around. We do get, you know, people that want to support the academy and help out. I've managed to find, I saw our work, and then I find whatever I get, I put it back into the academy. But, we do get, we like to support. So I have this idea of helping in different, in kids that are struggling, kids that don't have the kind of opportunities as everyone else to afford to pay for the academy, because I was that kind of kid, because I never really had it. I never had the fees to pay for my academy, to pay for boots, to pay for, to travel, so to go on trials and things like that. So we try to see how I can be able to, that's why this academy is beneficial, because then it's coming from someone that went through that struggle. Yeah. So I try to find people that want to help the academy in terms of like funding, in terms of like, they want to invest into purchasing specific things for kids. Usually people reach out to support, but from the start, it was all through me finding the money to be able to support the academy to grow.
Is it predominantly disadvantaged youth that you're helping out, or is it any youth that come along that want to play professional type?
Yeah, we got two categories of this. So I have kids that, clearly that were like me when growing up. And then also we have some kids that are already advanced, and they get all the support, but mentally they're still not there as well. So I try to, it's my service, so I try to find a balance where I don't, where I support literally the kids that need it, and also the kids that already have it but just need guidance to succeed. So that's why we have this two different areas that we work in. So some areas we go into and run our program, the kids cannot afford the programs, so we offer our service for a fraction amount. And then we go into a different suburb in different areas, and we have kids there that don't really, money is not a problem for them, so they just want a good product and a good service, and then that there is not a problem as well. So we find a balance in the because I believe in one thing. So yeah. I'm the person that's providing the service. So I choose how I want to give my service. So I can give a free service to someone that deserves it, and I can turn around and say, no, you have to pay. Yeah. So I know this can be a bit crazy sometimes because the parents, oh, yeah, how come this person is paying and come this one is not paying? I'm like, that's just life at the end of the day, because some people can afford it and some people can't. So I'm making the decision as well as the provider to provide in that sort of scenario. So I'll give a discount to a kid that don't need, that I know for sure is not, cannot afford it. And the other one is going to pay a full price, but because it's my product, it's my service, so I decide on what I want to do with it.
Yeah. How long have you been actually running this service?
So I started a football academy because of the injuries that I've got currently. So I started the academy and I started motivational speaking. So professional speaker. So I started that as something to create me a balance, a lifelong balance, because football is not there all the time because I got injured. For example, right now, 2 weeks ago, I did my ACL and MCL and also meniscus. So technically I cannot run for like a year, and I don't know when I'm going to get back to football. So I don't think it's the path I really want to take like that. So likely this academy was already there. So steps ahead with it. So now I can be able to capitalize with my academy and being a professional speaker, going into events and telling a story and speaking about specific things that I've been through. So it's important.
Okay, where do you see yourself going?
So I see myself going to different kind of levels. So at the moment, I see myself in the next few years being a full-on professional speaker, and then obviously, you know, getting the academy to another level. So maybe having facilities that we want to work our business, our programs in. So we want to also have like a charity supporting kids in Asia and Africa. So we're looking to see where we can then help in these fields. So, but that's the whole idea is to support and keep growing. So In the next few years, I do see myself achieving those goals.
Okay, so you're looking for sort of some professional backers from the world of sport. I don't know what it is down in Australia. Do they have like the FA down there?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm looking to network and to also speak as much as I can because, you know, that's where we're going to obviously find as much people that have similar idea or have an idea of supporting a specific academy that wants to thrive or specific kids with the needs to succeed in the football world. So that's where we sort of going at the moment. So we have to search and find the right people.
I guess it all takes time, but at least you've got your foot in the door. You're on the ground level at the moment and you're building.
Yeah, of course. It's always good to start. You know, if I was to tell you right now, Tim, look, I want you to support me out with specific things, and then I haven't even started, you will be like, what are you talking about? You know, so, but if you see there's also a progress already, even if it's a smaller progress, you know, you're definitely going to be like, yes, for sure. I see you already doing it. So obviously you're more passionate about it. So that's why I managed to speak on your show as well, because with my personal development side of things as a mentor. So I'm here now talking to you because that's my search.
Well, hopefully that we'll be able to get this pushed out. This will go out week Sunday. You can push it from your end as well. Get your people listening to it, and hopefully it'll grow and grow from there.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good. It'll be good. I mean, you're based in UK. You know, a lot of people that listen in the UK as well have agents, have people that want to have current professional athletes, you know, in Australia, or they want to find a network of young athletes that wants to thrive to go into the smaller parts of Europe. We obviously have a very good pool of players that we can, you know, send links and network with them, you know, with agents, with clubs. You never know with podcast, anybody, it can fall under to anybody that wants to listen to it. So, you know, it might be to someone that's got this kind of links and opportunities, and we definitely will be able to share that with them.
Absolutely. We can certainly give you some publicity on this channel. So if you'd like to tell us where people can get in touch with you and what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Yes, I have. So if with my name, Lauren Shuruma, if you type that on Instagram, you'll be able to find me. If you type it on Facebook, you'll find me also. You know, it's on Instagram, it's joined together, Lauren Shuruma, yeah. Together. And then through there, you want to find my academy. It's also a link is there on my page on my Instagram. So you'll be able to find me. So if you're into like personal development and motivation and everyday, you know, mindset hackers and things like that, my Instagram is really perfect for that because I'm a quite positive sort of person that wants to post in positivity. So you can check out on my Instagram. Facebook, I do go live and talk about specific issues, you know, thriving and, you know, so I do speak on that sort of things. So you can find that on my Facebook, obviously email and specific things. You just send me a message and then I'll be able to reach it out.
Okay, that's great. What I'll do is I'll put links down in the description when I put this out for yeah. your details so people will be able to get in touch with you. And hopefully grow your business, grow the academy, and hopefully help a lot more young lads. And I guess you could do girls as well.
Yes.
Yeah, because I guess the professional side of the female game's coming along as well.
Yeah, it's massive for us. We do have young girls coming through, but we do have individual training for different ones. So we do mentor them individually, but we don't have them as a team, like four or five players in one sport now. But we do have them individually that we work with.
And do they have a female professional teams in Australia at the moment, or is that something that's just coming along?
Yeah, no. Every league have them. So we do have a professional female team.
That's good news.
So
especially for the girls,
it's very good. yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's good to have the girls starting to play because with the World Cup and things going on. So it's good.
And do you have anything to do with rugby at all over there?
Yeah, there's rugby leagues up here as well in Australia. So we do have a rugby league up here. We're very close to New Zealand. So, you know, a lot of New Zealanders up here. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always there. There's a rugby league here.
And is that the union or league?
I think it's a union. I'm not so sure. It could be a union or league. I think it's a union. A rugby league, I think.
Yeah. It's a funny old game, rugby league. I don't quite understand it myself. I'm a union man, personally.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know there was such a difference between the union and the league because I just thought it was just rugby and the same rules applies.
Oh, not quite. Nah,
oh, okay. I won't say much then, otherwise I'll get in trouble today. Yeah. With the motivational side of things, I'll give you something on the motivational side of things. So I speak on the, you know, changing your mindset, getting out of your comfort zone for greatness. So I do talk on the ego. I use the ego mentality as an analogy to speak at events, and then you know, how to thrive, how to succeed, how to get over difficult moments in your career and life. So because I did get out of my comfort zone a lot to be able to go to Asia and, you know, coming back to Australia, you know, helping out in terms of growing up in a family of single mom with seven kids being the oldest, you know, so you have to quickly adapt to situations. So I try to tell as much stories about my football career and as much stories about how I became accredited, you know, not playing at very high top levels as a footballer, but still had a passion for it. And then turning that into motivational speaking. And then obviously entrepreneur having different businesses. So that all came through football. Yeah, that me thriving to become great. So I do go into events. I speak at schools. I speak on specific podcasts, addressing specific issues. The things are all in there in terms of what it is that I do on the motivational side of things, because that's where I want to see me as a personal. So then obviously I have my academy attached onto that, but the motivational speaking side of things as a professional speaker, that's my get go. That's my sort of direction to go.
So do you get many gigs at all?
Yeah. So I speak at the schools, times, you know, youth events. You know, I attend specific podcasts. This one today was specifically just, you know, addressing the questions that you asked me. But if it was addressed in a way that we had to sort of tap into that, then it would have been completely different talk. So that's why. But it was just like networking and getting to know each other. That's why you are with this podcast today.
I like to get to know people and their extraordinary stories. And this sounds like an extraordinary story to me. It sounds like you're doing some fantastic work out in Australia there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Of course, for you to become extraordinary, it's all, I talk about this as well. I do talk about becoming extraordinary or ordinary, you know. So, you know, then the ordinary is, the difference is only 10%, but I do talk about it all the time. So I do tell people, you know, you see the extraordinary people, they reach to a different heights and different levels of success or, you know, of goals, for example. It doesn't have to be success as in money and living life, but, just generally happiness and doing the things they enjoy doing. So, you know, it always takes the 10%ers. And for me, I just said to people, you know, just add that 1% on top of that or 10% on top of that. And trust me, the difference between the extraordinary and ordinary is just that 10%. So you add that on and you can definitely achieve a lot of greater things in the future, you know. So it's not so much of a hustle. It's like at the gym and you know for sure you're hurting and you said you're going to do 10 reps only and yeah. It's hurting now and you're almost finished, but without realizing that 1% is the one that's going to set you up for tomorrow. So you have to do a little bit extra. You can do 11. So it's the same scenario I talk about when it comes to like success. So you have to really take advantage of that little 10% that you can take. And that's the difference to really reach that level of height.
It's all about pushing yourself.
I like your idea of your podcast. It's very good.
So it's all about pushing yourself to that extra 10% to achieve your goals, I guess. And I guess that's what you're trying to instill in these young people.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So it's just literally the difference. Once you find that gap and you believe in yourself, you achieve it. You know, so it's literally there. You know, we all have, you know, tapping into the ego mentality side of things. We all have wings. Every single person have it. You just need to be ready to unleash it. And the moment you unleash it, you don't get stopped. You don't get pulled back because, but some people struggle to find that little, that wing, you know? So that's why we're trying to sort of find it. How can we fine tune it? And it can take some time. It can take some time to be able to come in, to find those wings, to be able to unleash yourself and start flying. So, but with just the right training, with the right, you know, patience with the players, with, you know, you'll be able to find yourself in that space.
That's just finding the right key to the right people.
That's it.
And unleashing them.
That's it.
Or unlocking their potential.
Unlocking their potential. That's it.
That's what it's
so
all about.
So we all have it.
So what else have you got coming up in the near future?
The near future, not so much, but except being able to get more, just growing, just, you know, finding out more, networking and meeting a lot of much greater people that's going to educate me and help me reach the heights. And then also I'm going to help them out as well. So I'm trying to find way how I can be able to help people out to reach their best potential, to believe in themselves a lot more. Hopefully I can do that through my story as much as I'm doing already to reach as much people, just help as much people as I can.
Brilliant.
through the things I do. So
can you get in a lot of your professional players that you played with, those guys involved? I know a lot of professional players like to get involved in charity work and bringing youths along at the grassroots level.
Yeah. So we do have, some of them do participate in the things that we do. Whenever we can, it's all in there. It's all in, you know, they make this decision on it and they want to help out, then they help out. And usually it can be through even sharing the things that we do. We do have a lot of that support in hand. And that's been very beneficial for our academy and for myself as well. Because I'm the only one, like literally in terms of like my group, to be able to turn my passion into motivational speaking or, you know, being a personal developer online. You know, getting out there and talking about personal development, talking about changing your mindset, getting out of your comfort zone for greatness, and always saying, listen, today you're going to have a great day, you know, step out there and go do the things you enjoy doing. You don't get so many of my kind. So it was a very difficult thing to do because a lot of my friends and everyone was just looking at me like, what is he doing? You know, this is not him, you know, is he all right? So it's been a hectic one, but I managed to find the confidence to stick there because I knew I believe in what it is that I wanted to do. And over time, they started believing in it. And over time, they started supporting it. So, and when you start getting the messages from people, when you start getting people talking about what you do and saying, man, you've said something that changed my life. You've said something that has helped me to start my business. And oh my God, man, you know. So that's the fire that sort of helped me to continue going, especially in the group of where I'm at. With my age and the people that I surround myself with. So I'm like, yeah. So the only thing that will keep it going is like the things I'm doing is actually coming through with some benefits to other people's, young people's lives.
Fantastic. Okay, Lawrence, I think we're about to covered most everything there.
Yes. So I'll send you a link to specific things and then...
I'll put the links down in the description.
Where to find me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll send it to you and then you can use that to reach out.
I hope you found it fascinating as well and enjoyed it. If you did, please share it with your friends. If your podcast app allows, please put a review and rate it, as this would help me massively. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.